Welcome to the Synergy Organizational Solutions podcast series. My name is Olu Joseph Asikia. I'm the Managing Director of Synergy Organizational Solutions. Synergy Organizational Solutions are contact center and customer service specialists. We have worked with some of the largest companies from around the world to help them set up or improve their contact center or customer service operations. As customer contact specialists, Synergy Organizational Solutions are highly experienced in assisting companies both big and small who are undergoing changes, experiencing growth, or looking for efficiency savings while assisting them to retain their customers. We have direct experience of working with a range of organizations both within the UK and internationally. And we are pleased to present to you the second of our podcast series, where we shall be bringing together renowned speakers from around the world who will be sharing their specific expertise within the area of contact center and customer service best practice, from leadership through to strategy to innovation and change management. And on that note, I would like to welcome back Dr. Michelle Dawson, who is the founder and president of Catalyst Enterprise International. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you. It's so great to be back with you again.
No, absolutely. It's brilliant. So, Michelle, what I'd like to do, we've had, you know, so that our readers and our listeners will know a little bit more about you, I'm just going to read a little bit about your background because, as I mentioned in our first conversation, during our first podcast series, you have a very, very interesting, highly experienced background. So I'll talk that through with our readers and listeners so they can understand, okay? So as the founder and president of Catalyst Enterprise International, Dr. Michelle Dawson's mission is to help organizations and individuals turn potential into performance. As an organizational strategist with nearly 20 years of experience, Michelle has helped hundreds of organizational leaders to discover growth opportunities, increase productivity, and implement action plans to achieve measurable and sustainable results. Michelle has conducted leadership programs and strategic business consultancies for corporations and nonprofit organizations in the United States, Asia, Europe, Australia, and also Africa. Now, as a result of her experience and her services, Michelle is recognized as one of the top 100 United States Mid-Atlantic Minority Business Enterprises in Delaware, Today Magazine, as one of 20 outstanding women-owned businesses in the state. As part of this second podcast series, we shall be placing a spotlight on increasing sustainability and profitability, part two. During this series, we shall be looking at how to create a customer loyalty snapshot. I'm now going to ask you a few questions, Michelle, and hopefully our listeners will be able to learn a little bit more about customer loyalty and customer retention and really gain some practical tools what they can actually apply with their respective organizations.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Great. So when we talk about customer loyalty strategic snapshots, what exactly does that mean? What is it?
Well, the customer loyalty strategic snapshot is really an assessment. It's an internal assessment in the organization. And what it does, it provides an objective evaluation of the organization's ability to make changes necessary to align themselves with the needs of their customers and their customers' expectations. So it really is an internal assessment of where that organization is today with regard to meeting the needs of their customer.
Okay, that's fantastic. So what is the benefit of this type of assessment to an organization then?
The benefits that it brings, it helps them really to align the organization with the priorities of their customer as it relates to what the service or the product that they give to their customer. And so companies can really only be customer-driven when their strategies, the people, the communications, and the technology are aligned with what the customer's priorities, processes, and expectations are. So it's really the benefit of it is helping the organization align themselves with their customers and who they want to serve.
Okay. So there are some advantages to undertaking this type of strategic snapshot, but a lot of leaders do not have the time, given the fact that they're focusing very much on running their organizations and delivering their service. So why is it important for organizations to invest the necessary time and resource in completing a customer loyalty strategic assessment?
It's really important because it impacts the long-term profitability and sustainability of any company. And so what I've found in my work with companies is sometimes they can get so caught up in just creating new services, creating new products, getting their service and products out in the marketplace that they really lose touch with their customers' needs and what makes them want to come back to them again for repeat services and get repeat business from that client or that customer. So it's really important to invest the time, even though it is considered an investment of time and resources, both internal resources for the people and financial resources to gather this information. When you think of the long-term benefit of once an organization has this information, how they can use it to their advantage is worth the investment.
Right. This sounds like quite an involved role. So, again, within an organization, who is responsible for undertaking this type of assessment?
A lot of times with organizations, they may kind of put this responsibility on someone lower level in the company, which is a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You want the person or the role that is responsible and has the ability to implement change and has the ability to make decisions based on the information that's provided in this assessment to be the driver of this assessment and have work with the team so that it's not just something that information that's collected and put on the shelf. And unfortunately, a lot of companies, they do that. They give this assignment or this initiative to someone who really can't make any decisions with the information that's collected. And it becomes a futile exercise. And it doesn't help the organization grow or build its profitability or build its sustainability. And so it turns out to be just a waste of time, wasted activity. So you definitely want it to be a higher level, whether it's C-level or director level, but you definitely want it to be at a level with someone who can take the information and drive change with it.
Right, okay. So getting a senior level sponsor, it sounds like it's a pretty critical component for this to be successful. Okay. So given the need to create a sustainability within the organization, is there a particular process that organizations can follow to undertake and complete the strategic snapshot?
Yeah, there are some key things in the process that it's important for organizations to do as they're developing the snapshot in through an assessment. And a couple of things, I won't be able to go through all of them, but five of them that I will share with you today. One is really examining the business, organization, and performance, looking at what is the current strategy and process management that's used in an organization as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to, in order to get the benefit of this a snapshot or assessment, you want to put in substantial time to plan and design. What are the milestones that you want to see and want to observe? What are the tasks that are going to be assigned during this assessment? And what are the due dates? And then also, who's going to be involved in this team? What executives, managers, employees, and even the customers, cross-section of customers that you want involved in this in order to collect the data? So you want to examine, you know, the current state of the organization. You want to plan this session, these assessments out very well and thoroughly. And I would say that you could assume that it'll be about a 2-month process to actually do this well. And then you want to pick out what are your key programs and do interviews and surveys both for your internal customer, those that are providing the services, which could include your marketing staff, your customer service, anyone in a support role, your sales department, and gather information from them. And then you also want to gather information from your executive level and senior management to make sure at all levels things are aligned. One thing I've found is that those that may be in sales or marketing or frontline working with the customer, direct service customers, may be out of alignment with what the executives expect to happen. So you want to really in this assessment, talk with those that are having direct contact with your customers and also your executives to make sure that the expectations are aligned and those needs are being met. And then most importantly, it's getting customer feedback. What are your customers saying about your service or your product? How it benefits them? Why they are willing to come back or why they're not willing to come back to use your product or service? So those are just five areas that you really want to do a thorough assessment in to make sure you're collecting information that you can use moving forward.
Okay, no, that's really useful. I think certainly in terms of the alignment, that's clearly very important. So is there any sort of practical guidelines that you can give in order to ensure that there is a consistent alignment between the executives and the operational people? So you talked about marketing, sales, as well as the executive mm-hmm. team. So what sort of things would one need to put in place in order to ensure that there is that consistent alignment?
I mean, communication is key.
Mm.
Communication of the goals that they desire to achieve, and make sure that as senior management or executives set these goals, that at every level with an organization that has an impact on customer loyalty and customer satisfaction, they understand how their role helps to achieve that goal. And so what we see is oftentimes organizations or companies will set goals, but everyone in the organization doesn't understand how their role or
yeah.
their responsibility and their position ties into achieving that goal and that
yeah,
objective. So it's important for everyone to understand from the lowest level in the company understands how what they do rolls up into that higher goal or objective.
Okay, and how does one monitor that then? Because obviously communication is key, understanding how their roles fit into the overall direction and the
right.
goals of the organization. That's great, but is there anything tangible in terms of, you know, reporting, performance management to ensure that there is that alignment?
Yes, there's a lot of tools that can be used, but what's important is not the tool, but like you said, the communication. And oftentimes companies just have reviews of their annual goals once a year or at the end of the year. But I think it's important, especially when you're building your customer loyalty strategy and want to build a strong customer loyalty base, is that on a regular basis, whether it's quarterly, you understand what your annual goal is or your 12-month goal may be for that year, but how are you pacing toward that goal, either monthly or I would say even quarterly? Are you on track toward achieving that goal? If not, what adjustments need to be made? Are there mid-course corrections that need to be made? And make sure those that are involved in making the adjustments are at the table or communicated with so that they can be involved in making whatever adjustments to make sure you stay on target for those goals and objectives.
That's perfect and great insight. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, so thank you for that. It's interesting you talked about the assessment process taking about 2 months. Is that purely for the assessment or is that the implementation as well of any sort of changes following the customer loyalty assessment?
That's pretty much the assessment and then creating strategy or the action plan to move forward.
Okay.
So then in that process, you're doing a lot of interviewing, you're collecting data, so you want it to be as robust as possible. Mm-hmm. And then once you gather that information to be able to look at it and say, okay, how do we chart a path to move forward in the organization based on the assessment showing what our strengths are? How do we continue to strengthen those areas and really monopolize, take advantage of those strengths in those areas that you're really doing well? And then also looking at what would be the strategy to improve in areas that have been discovered as gaps in our customer loyalty strategy. So it's gathering the information and then also putting the action plan together. Now that we have this information, where do we want to go with it?
Perfect. That's great and very, very structured approach to gathering data. Okay, thank you. And what type of questions are generally asked during this assessment? Because it sounds like there is a need to have full organizational involvement. So it's not just, you know, in addition to having your senior level sponsor, it sounds like within the organization, you'd need to have the various departments involved in that process. So what type of questions are asked during this assessment?
The assessment is a very robust assessment, many questions, but just to name a couple of them, in dealing with your customers, you want to be able to pull the information. Okay, to what extent are your customers repeat users? So that requires that an organization have a system to tell whether a customer is a repeat user or not. And so you want to see what percentage of those are repeat users. You want to know would these customers recommend your company to others, to their colleagues, to their friends, and to find out why or why not. And sometimes that's a hard question to ask. A lot of companies are afraid to hear the answer to that question, but it's critical in order to be able to know how to move forward. And then also knowing how do you leverage the services and the products that you have in order to create those loyalty drivers, those things that keep your company coming back. And then when you're in the organization, as far as your internal customers, there's a whole list of questions that you would ask employees about their interaction with the client. Do they feel they have all the tools that are necessary in order to serve their customer, whoever their customer is, effectively and efficiently?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the key financial questions that you will want to ask, especially your leadership, do they understand the value of repeat or incremental sales compared to a new sale? That really helps paint the picture of the value of building that customer loyalty along with gaining new customers in the process.
Right, okay. So in essence then, are you saying that the customer loyalty strategic snapshot focuses on three core areas, the customer, the employee, and the leadership teams? Is that the primary focus areas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. And just in terms of your experience, Michelle, so what is the level of understanding amongst the leadership team around the value of building a loyal customer? Do they have that understanding, or do they generally have to go through a bit of a learning curve to try and put some numbers around customer loyalty, which could be perceived by some organizations as being intangible?
I think leadership that I work with, they understand the value of repeat or loyal customers, but it's always good to be able to put numbers around that, and it's been proven, documented and measured that just being able to increase your customer loyalty within 5% lead to a 25% and sometimes up to 85% increase in your profitability.
Mm.
When you can show leadership those kind of numbers and actually calculate it depending on what the service or the product is that company may be offering, and you could take those numbers and stretch it out over a year to substantiate numerically what that looks like to their bottom line, I've found that leaders become much more interested and engaged and invested in the process of creating a customer loyalty strategy.
Okay, that's useful. So in essence then, Michelle, do you think that the driver for an organization to gain the support and the sponsor at a leadership level would be around the financials? So what is the financial benefit to the organization, the return on investment, the impact on the bottom line, before they start to look at mobilizing resources to undertake this assessment?
Yes, it's because what's important to be able to demonstrate to the company leadership what is going to be the return on the investment. And with customer loyalty, just with the internal data that an organization has, they already have the data, being able to take the sales and the information, the data that they already have in their organization in the snapshot to calculate and extrapolate, this is what it could mean for just, like I said, a 5% increase in their customer base. This is what it could mean to your bottom line. And being that leadership is the ones who are responsible for the profit objective for financials of that company, that's speaking their language and they can see the return on their investment and why it's important to move with urgency to create the strategy if they don't already have one in place.
Perfect. That's fantastic. Thank you. That's been very helpful. Okay, so that's a lot of information that takes place and is gathered as part of the assessment. So once the assessment is completed, how is the information used within the organization?
Kind of goes back to what we've been talking about. It's gathered because it's a lot of information that comes in. So being able to boil it down to what it means for those three areas that you just mentioned, what it means to the executive level, what it means to the customer, what it means to the staffing as well, and how does that impact their job, and what are we doing well? One thing that the snapshot will show you, what's being done well. And so once you're able to see what you're doing well, it's like, okay, how can we really take advantage of what we're doing well, where our strengths are, where we're gaining traction and ground? How can we leverage that? And then also looking at, okay, where are we falling short? Where are the gaps as far as how we service our customer and how loyal our customers are to our service and product? And how can we improve in that? And so that moves you into the next phase of after this assessment, putting an action plan together and getting ready to implement that plan.
Okay, Perfect. In terms of the process, then, it's quite a methodical process. If it sounds like if you follow those steps, then you will have a complete view, or an organization will have a complete view of what their levels of customer loyalty is and what they would need to do within their organization. Is that a fair statement to make?
Yes, it is. It's a powerful tool, a powerful assessment for any organization to do, and really to have a competitive advantage. It's not an optional thing or nice thing to do, but it's really something that needs to be done, and not just one time, whether it's the set of time, whether it's annually to do a snapshot assessment, how they're moving as far as building their customer loyalty, stay on track. There's so much competition that's out there for any service or product that's made available to the marketplace that you want to take advantage of any competitive advantages that you may have, and this will actually help point those out.
Okay. And I think that's quite a very valid point, Michelle, the fact that this snapshot should take place on a more regular basis. So it's not just a once-off. It needs to be continuous. It needs to be perhaps even quarterly, maybe even more frequent than that, depending on the competitive environment. And I think that's a message that leaders need to be aware of, because they need to focus their time on generating the best results for their business, and this snapshot will provide them with up-to-date information that they can use in their strategic decision-making to maintain their customers. So that's a very, very important message.
And the other thing that's really important, some companies will try to do their own, and it's kind of hard when you're inside the organization to be objective. So it's really important to have someone from the outside to kind of walk you through this process who can be objective, who can ask the tough questions so that the data that's pulled from this assessment is really useful to the leadership.
Yeah, very, very good point. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Michelle. Can I just ask you, so if you were to summarize in a few words why companies would be at risk if they do not have a strategic snapshot of their customer loyalty, what would you say?
I would say they would be at risk because they would lose touch with the true needs, desires, and priorities of their customer base is. And when you lose touch with that and you're not clear on what their priorities are, then your customer base begins to wane.
That makes absolute sense. I think that's very, very pertinent. Again, in this competitive environment with the various changes in technology, in the sort of competitive landscape, in government regulations, in terms of customer behavior, can any company really afford to lose touch with their customer base? And I would say no. And the only way to ensure that they are constantly up-to-date, proactive, and agile as an organization is by continuously looking at their customer loyalty and gaining a strategic snapshot, enabling their business to respond to that in a quick and timely manner. So that is absolutely fantastic, and I think a lot of organizations and leaders will value this. Michelle, you also mentioned that as an organization, it's very important that an external person comes into the organization with fresh eyes so that they can ask the really difficult questions, challenge some of the assumptions, because again, once you're in an organization, it becomes very easy to accept things because they've always been done that way. But always being done that way doesn't necessarily mean that it's right, and doesn't necessarily mean that it's still relevant for the customer and the organization today. I think that's a really valid point, and I hope that our listeners, when they hear this, this will be the opportunity to really start to think about, you know, what is their level of customer loyalty at this moment in time? What is it that they need to do? What is it that they have in place to assess customer loyalty? And if they do not have that mechanism in place, then really now is the time to start to think about that. So that was very, very useful, and I think it gives us a real view of the critical nature of undertaking a customer loyalty strategic snapshot. No company can live without that. Not any company, if they are serious about maintaining their competitive position, no company can do that. And if they're also serious about growing their customer base also.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you very much for that interview, Michelle. And
thank
to our
you for having me. I enjoyed talking with you.
My absolute pleasure, and I know our listeners will gain some real benefit from this podcast interview. We would also welcome your feedback as listeners, so do feel free to drop us an email at inquiries@synergyorganization.com. And thank you for listening to our podcast interview with Dr. Michelle Dawson. This podcast will be available both on our website, which is www.call-centerconsultant.com, and it will also be available on iTunes. So we'd like to thank you for your time and really look forward to sharing with you further podcasts with our amazing speakers. So thank you once again, Michelle.